President Donald Trump is blaming former Secretary of State Colin Powell for lying about Iraq's military threat and getting the United States into disastrous Middle East wars. In a tweet to mock Powell, Trump says Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction when the Bush administration launched the invasion in 2003. Powell earlier joined fellow former generals to condemn Trump's actions against protesters in support of George Floyd. He also endorsed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in the November election. The U.S. president says he has ordered the withdrawal of National Guard members deployed in Washington, D.C. to deal with protesters. Donald Trump tweeted that he gave the order as the situation is now under control in the nation's capital. He adds that members of the National Guard will be going home but can return quickly if needed. A group of uniformed military personnel guarded the White House on Saturday as thousands of protesters held a demonstration against the death of George Floyd. On Friday, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Trump asking him to withdraw the extraordinary federal law enforcement and military presence. A two-thirds majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to dissolve the city's police department at a rally on Sunday over the death of George Floyd. A statement endorsed by eight council members says decades of police reform efforts have proved that the Minneapolis Police Department cannot be reformed and will never be accountable for its actions. Mayor Jacob Frey has said that he does not support abolishing the police department, though if the eight council members stick together, his veto would be overridden. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has lifted the city's curfew following days of peaceful protests. The city's curfew was put in place last week after looting and clashes with police broke out during the protests against George Floyd's killing. Saturday saw the largest gathering of protesters yet in the city, with many peacefully remaining out in the streets past curfew. During Sunday's briefing, de Blasio pledged to redistribute some of the funding from the New York City Police Department to youth and social services as part of police reform. Meantime, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has also announced the end of the city's curfew imposed last week after looting and damage to property. New York City is to enter phase one of its reopening from coronavirus lockdown later today. The city's been the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States. It's also the last of the 10 regions in New York State to ease COVID-19 restrictions. The first phase of reopening will allow non-essential construction and manufacturing to resume, and non-essential retail stores to offer curbside pickup. The latest from Johns Hopkins University shows that the novel coronavirus has killed over 400,000 people around the world. The United States reported the most infections at more than 1.9 million and most deaths at over 110,000. Hard hit New York State has close to 380,000 cases and over 30,000 deaths. China says it'll increase international cooperation if it succeeds in developing a novel coronavirus vaccine, and it'll make a vaccine a global public product when it's ready. The comments are from the country's science and technology minister following the release on Sunday of a white paper on the fight against COVID-19. The official says the country will also continue to push for fast-track border entry arrangements with other countries. A human clinical trial has begun in Shanghai on an antibody against COVID-19. It's allegedly the world's first clinical trial for the antibody on a healthy human participant after completing testing on non-human primates. JS016 entered a phase one clinical trial after approval by the National Medical Products Administration. After being injected into the human body, it's hoped the antibody will block the virus from binding to the host cell surface receptor ACE2. China's activated an emergency response for potential floods caused by heavy rainfall in the southern parts of the country. Downpours this month have caused water levels in 52 local rivers to exceed warning lines, affecting over 300,000 people. In Hunan, five people are missing after a rainstorm-triggered flood yesterday. The forecast says heavy rains will continue in the region over the next 3 days.